Hello, KFC Supercoaches, and what an absolutely crazy day it has been. Restings galore, injuries galore, suspensions galore. I guess the big question we're all asking ourselves is, how many players are we actually going to get on the park this week? If you can get a starting 13, I reckon you're doing well. If you can get a 17, you're absolutely killing it. Wilfred Z, the former champ, is with us. How many on the park for you?
So, look, I'm looking at 17 potentially, but that does rely upon Joey Manu playing and also my round one MVP in Braden Williami getting a run off the bench. So a little bit lucky with some common names not in my team, but yeah.
17.
I'll cross my fingers there.
I've got to say, I'm completely jealous of the 17. Williami coming from the clouds was great. Jack Howarth coming from the clouds as well is great for my team. I currently have 12, and that's including making my trade. It also includes Joey Manu, like you, who is in massive doubt with that hamstring injury. Plus, it also includes Nathan Cleary. Do the Panthers rest players this weekend? A lot will hinge on that Broncos game on the Thursday night. I'm really worried that Cleary will get rested.
Yeah, I think it's a legitimate concern there. But at the same time, Cleary's already missed a fair bit of time. So maybe it's just about whether or not they want to risk him getting injured, obviously, with Luai going down last week. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a concern if the Broncos do manage to win. Or is it more the South Logan, or is it the North Devils that are North running Devils. Out on exactly. Thursday night?
Let's run through the winners. There's not many of them. We've got three on the list. James Tedesco, good to have him back from concussion, but that was expected. Nico, look, here he is crossing over. So good to have him back. Is he a potential buy this week if you're looking to get rid of someone like Kalen Ponga?
Look, I won't say he's not a buy, but I think there's better options. For myself, like, I'm looking very seriously at Ryan Pappenhausen. Yeah. Obviously a steady favorite of mine, and I'm going to be at Suncorp Stadium, so if the Broncos don't win, at least it could be in the hands of my final trade in for the season.
Nico Hines, who we just saw before, has been named despite that quad injury, so if you held on to him, you're looking good. Definite captaincy option this weekend.
Yeah, must win, and the Raiders have not been convincing, so I've currently got the armband of Nico myself.
And then finally, on the winners list, that's it for the winners three. We got Joey Manu, named in somewhat of a shock, but he is in doubt with that hamstring injury, so we'll keep an eye on late mail. On to the losers. There's so many of them. We'll start with what was a bit of a shock today, in that three star Warriors have been rested. CNK, DWZ and SJ, the three big acronyms out of the Warriors team, all rested this weekend.
You forgot the other big acronym in AFB, Fenua Blake as well, yep. Also getting a rest too.
Yep, exactly. So it's carnage there. One guy who I was hoping would get named is Jacob Preston. He's due back from that suspension this week, but he's not in the team sheet at all. I have no idea why he hasn't been named, but he's not there.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shock too. I honestly don't know why myself, so hopefully it's not an injury, but yeah, not anywhere on the team list at all.
Send through your questions and comments, guys. There are a lot coming through already, and I'll get to them very shortly. Most of the comments so far are just people saying the word carnage, and it is a very appropriate time to be saying that word. Brendan saying, where's the weird shirt guy? Rob Sutherland, he ruled himself out earlier today. I'm not quite sure why. We've got Jareem Buller as a pod. What are your thoughts there? He's got a decent matchup against the Sea Eagles, but hasn't been in good form of late.
Yeah, I think that's probably the bigger issue for me. Like, it is a decent matchup, but I wonder if the Sea Eagles, like, their team looks pretty good. And I kind of think the Sea Eagles could do to the Tigers what they did to the Bulldogs last week.
Question from Bradley, what about William Warbrick? He took my eye last week. The matchup this weekend in what is essentially a reserve grade game is pretty solid. So I don't hate Warbrick as a bit of a left field pod for this week.
Yeah, definitely don't mind that shout at all. I guess it really comes down to, is it just going to be super clunky because, like, these guys have not played that much together? Or, you know, maybe it's just like a reserve grade game because most of the team are reserve graders. Who knows?
Moving on to some of the other losers, you've got Harry Grant, Cameron Munster, Nick Meaney, all not named for the Storm. Payne Haas, Reece Walsh, among eight players rested for the Broncos, plus the injuries. They're missing 11 guys this weekend, which is crazy. Reece Walsh currently is the third most purchased player, so you need to be reversing that trade now.
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing, obviously. Like I said, I am going to the game. I was hoping to see Reece in person again. But look, it'll be, you know, Ryan Papenhuyzen is not a bad consolation prize there.
Absolutely. Kalyn Ponga, of course, we knew this, but he is out with that shoulder injury. He's the guy I'm looking to sell. He's obviously worth the most amount of money, so you can theoretically get the best replacement by selling Kalyn Ponga. Bit of quick maths.
Well, literally the most expensive player in the game, so it's nice to be able to downgrade to Ryan Papenhuyzen at $950,000.
Yeah, I do like Papenhuyzen, given that it is a reserve grade game. The other guy I like is Scott Drinkwater, and we'll get to him a little bit later. Ruben Garrick remains sidelined for the Seagulls. There was a chance he was going to play this week, but that's not going to happen now that Tolu Kulit killed it at fullback last week. Tohu Harris out with a back injury. Dane Gagai was a little bit of a shock today in that he was rested. I brought him in as a pod last week and now he's not playing.
That's brutal. I know a few super coaches out there who brought in the likes of Gagai or DWZ or players like that only to just get the single solitary game out of them. A little bit surprising. I guess I thought the Knights would want to finish strongly, but I guess they can't really improve their position too much from where they are on the ladder.
Of course, you've got guys like Jermaine Hopgood, Clint Gutherson, Bryce Cartwright, all on the bye for the Eels as well. Corey Horsburgh is at the judiciary tonight. John Bateman was a bit of a shock. We weren't expecting this. He's got a rib injury and he's going to miss the final round.
That was a surprise. I guess we hadn't really heard anything about a rib injury, so I guess with nothing really to play for, then why risk further injury, right?
Yep, exactly. And then finally, Latrell Mitchell suspended. Lots of people saying, lol, who has trades? And that's a fair enough point. Is anyone even playing anymore? Is another big question coming through. It's important to some people to finish with a decent overall tactic. Rob Sutherland is just out the side of the studio here causing ruckus. He's really ruining my concentration. Let's go through each of the teams from here. Broncos v the Storm. As I said, Broncos have got 8 rested, 11 out, all up. Is there anyone standing out for you, Supercoach-wise, in this clash?
Not really, aside from the fact that I brought in Brendan Piacoro ages ago, and it's been a bit of an AE nightmare, and it's good to get him see him get the start this round. So, yeah, it's also going to be good to see Blake Moser finally get his debut. Obviously, lots of hype around him. Hopefully, has a good first grade debut there.
Yeah, hopefully he does not stuff his price up for next season. That's the biggest worry with these guys who are debuting or playing, second, third game of the year in this final round, is that it'll push up their Supercoach price for next year. On to the Storm. So Papenhuyzen is the big guy to look out for. I like that. Jack Howarth back into that team as well. On the bench, though, he could get 20 minutes off the bench, but still, it's better than not having a player at all. Seagulls v the Tigers. This is at Four Pines Park. I think this is a massive game to target. I think it's the game of the week to target. Both teams have nothing to play for. I think there'll be a lot of attacking football here. I think the DCE is a really good purchase, and someone like Tolu Kulit as well. What are you thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. I think once we knew Garrick was going to be out last round, I know a lot of super coaches did look very seriously at Kulit. And I'd been plugging DCE as an option, especially when he was going to pick up that goal kicking. If it wasn't for the fact that I thought Nico was going to be back this game in a must-win game for the Sharks, I would have pulled the trigger on DCE last round. And if you made that trade, you would be laughing after 146, was it?
Yeah, I bought him in last week, and I'm pretty happy. But then I was expecting Hines to miss this week, so the trade probably could have been used better elsewhere. Onto the Tigers, Bateman's out, as we mentioned. Stefano Utukamanu out as well. Look, I'm not really liking anyone in this team. Jareem Buller was mentioned before, but the form recently is just not there. So I'm saying just avoid Tigers right now. Rabbitohs v the Roosters. Latrell's out suspended. That means Blake Taft plays fullback. I was hoping for Tyrone Munro to get a run when everyone was out, but it hasn't happened. What are you thinking about this team? Cody Walker's popular. Damien Cook is pretty popular with Harry Grant out. Who are the guys standing out?
Yeah, I think if you've got the luxury of trading out Grant at hooker, then probably Damien Cook's the best option there. Honestly, the Rabbitohs haven't been in great form, and there's still lots of kind of, you know, negative talk floating around the team. So I'm not actually targeting anyone. I do have Cody Walker and Campbell Graham in my squad this week, so hopefully they put up a fight. But I actually think the Roosters might be the team to target from this matchup.
Yeah, so at the Roosters, they got Teddy back, Manu named. We'll see what happens later in the week there. The guy who's standing out Supercoach-wise since he moved to wing is Joseph Suaalii. Absolutely killing it in that position. I know he's not kicking goals with Sam Walker back into that team, but still absolutely on fire. Dolphins.
I think he still held the goal kicking last round. Right. I was surprised because Sam Walker was kicking in reserve grade, but it looks like Suaalii might be the guy for now.
Dolphins v. the Warriors. Jay Bromwich is out with a groin injury. Jermaine Asako is pretty popular this week with lots of people looking to sell fullbacks and CTWs. Thoughts on him and anyone else from this side?
Yeah, I think with the Warriors resting a lot of their stars, I do think Asako has a chance to score well again. The Dolphins, they have nothing to play for, and similar to the Seagulls last round, right? I think they're just putting out their best team possible and trying to finish strongly. So I definitely think Asako could be a good shout if you don't have him.
The Warriors are very hard to read this week, but as I mentioned, Chancellor Klokstad, Dallin Mateni-Zalesniak, Sean Johnson, Adam Fanua-Blake all rested. It's a second string team. I wouldn't be looking at anyone here, but certainly plug Braden Williami into your 17 if you've been holding him from the start of the season. On to the Panthers. Now, no real restings yet, but there could be later in the week. I'm really worried about Nathan Cleary getting rested. If he doesn't, though, is a massive VC or C option this round.
Yeah, absolutely agree. Like we said, I think if the Broncos lose to the Storm in that first game, then the Minor Premiership's up for grabs, and I think Cleary will play. And obviously, he'll do his usual Nathan Cleary's kind of stuff. Isaac Tungo floating on the extended bench as well. So I think this might be a case of if there is something to play for, he might come back in. If there's not, they might give him the extra week off to recover. So a little bit of concern there if you've still got Peachy, for example, or something like that.
At the Cowboys, no changes for them. Obviously, much must win this game. Scott Drinkwater, I like in what could be... I only like him if the Panthers rest players. Put it that way. I'll be going with someone else, depending what the Panthers decide to do. Zach Labor has been pretty good in his three games this year. Unfortunately, he's averaging in the mid-50s, so he's completely stuffed his price for next year. But he still could come in at about 330K, so keep an eye on him for next season. Dragons v. the Knights. I mean, no one cares about the Dragons, but they got Jack Bellin back. Is there anyone you'd seriously consider in this side?
Not really. I think you summed it up pretty well there.
At the Knights, they've decided to rest players as well. Ponga, Frizzell, Gagai. Obviously, Ponga is really relevant for Supercoach. Gagai as well. Look, again, I'm just passing on this game. Potentially Lachlan Miller as a little bit of a flyer at fullback, but even that is a big risk. I think there are better options in that position. Titans v. the Dogs, another great game to target this one. It's 2 p.m. on the Gold Coast. I feel like the Titans could go big in this game. So David Fifita's popular. I think he's a great captaincy option this week. Tino is the most purchased player this round. AJ Brimson has a real left field pod. What are you thinking about this game?
Yeah, look, I think everything you just mentioned there, I absolutely agree. I mean, even Brian Kelly has been sneakily good for quite some time, and that's even against, like, you know, tougher matchups. So I wouldn't be surprised if he does go well this round. But yeah, the Titans should be pretty comfortable. I think they're going to put on some points against these Bulldogs.
At the Bulldogs, Jacob Preston, not on the team sheet. I've got no idea why, but it's a massive blow. Sharks v. the Raiders is the final game of the round. It's probably going to be a an absolute blockbuster, this one, with plenty to play for. At the Sharkies, they've got Nicho Hynes back into that team. You've got popular players like Britton Nakora as well. Anyone taking a fancy here?
I don't really think so, aside from, I guess, if you didn't have Nicho Hynes, he's definitely an option to bring in. But I kind of would lean towards someone like a DCE, even, or obviously if Cleary plays, and he's probably the target at halfback. But Connor Tracy, I liked a couple of weeks ago. He's still gone pretty strongly here, and the Raiders have not been good against opposition fullbacks, so I don't mind him as a bit of a smoky if you really like need a final round, final game, a Hail Mary option there.
On to the Raiders. Horsburgh's been named ahead of his trip to the judiciary tonight. Josh Papali'i out for the season is a bit of a blow. Supercoach-wise, I just want Tapanay to put as many hits on as possible this weekend. That hit that he put on Reece Walsh over the weekend was sensational. Let's take some questions to the end of the show. Did he just say Preston isn't playing? Yes, that is correct. I've got 15 and two trades. Who should I be getting? Who are your two top targets this week?
Look, maybe I'm just biased, but Ryan Pappenhausen, I keep pulling his name out there, but he's definitely a top target, I think. Drinky, obviously, is another great option. And it's hard to argue anyone going with like a Tino if you know, don't have Payne Haas at all, or Harris or Fanua Blake or whatever. They're all really, really good options there.
Right, I'm going to get out of here before I have an absolute coughing fit. But great to have you on the show, Wolf. We'll catch you for the Game Day podcast at 11 a.m. on Thursday. We'll see you then.